Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so wonderful to once again be in your presence and to have you here with me. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you joining me for this installment of this year's theme entitled Taking Another Look 2020. Amen. The Word of God is everything that we have need of for life and godliness. Amen. The Lord has not left nothing out. He knew exactly what we would need. And our greatest need among all the needs that we have is the need for Him, a need, amen, to get closer to the throne of God where every provision resides with Him. Glory to God. So many are crying out before the Lord, amen, because we are undergoing a global epidemic. The WHO at this point has not deemed it a pandemic, but it has touched every nation at this point. And we're all crying out. Hopefully we're crying out to the one who has all the answers. Hopefully we're crying out to the one who has all power in His hands. Hopefully we're crying out to the God who sees and the God who knows, the God who has provision, the God who carries strength with Him. My prayer today is that the Lord will strengthen every nation under the sun, amen, and that every eye would behold Him, even in the midst of this epidemic. Every mouth would begin to cry out unto His name, even if they don't believe that He is God, and He will show Himself mighty in the midst of you. He will, because God is God. He is our Creator, and He loves us. Glory to God, more than we even love ourselves. He loves us without conditions, without borders, or without boundaries, without limits. He loves us beyond our faults and beyond our fears and beyond the things that we've done, who we've been with, where we've been, who we've loved. He loves us beyond all of that. Amen. And we rarely can find a person that can put up with our idiosyncrasies, with our faults, with our failures, but not God. He's not like that. He doesn't throw us away because of one event or the other. He loves us in spite of ourselves and in spite of our faults and in spite of our sins. He loves us still. Amen. Call out to the Lord for your neighbors and for your friends. I personally have been praying for the nations throughout the world. I've been calling out every city and every town, not by name, but asking the Lord, just lifting every city and every town and every province and every republic and every continent and every country, every village, lifting them up before the Lord. Because every one of us, every human being on this planet needs Him right now. We needed Him before we knew this epidemic existed, and He saw it. He saw its conception, and He saw how we would react. He saw our need, and He is ready and waiting to meet every single one of those needs. Amen. So pray for your neighbors. Pray for your friends. Pray for those across the pond. Pray for all human life right now, because every single one of us needs God, and He sees us individually. In the places right where we are, He sees our fears. He sees our joys. He sees our suffering. He sees our pain. He sees us when we're up. He sees us when we're down. Amen. That is God. He is all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, and omnipresent. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you so much for being with me today. Amen. We're taking another look at the Word of God. Amen. And we're talking about the testing of our faith. We're looking at James, the first chapter, and we're just going to go through like four verses of the first chapter. So James chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. I don't expect to be before you very long. I just want to leave this before you, since this is a time, amen, of trouble, amen, for the whole world. And for the body of Christ, but for all people, amen. And in these scriptures, the Lord has given us instructions that He brought through, amen, the writers of this book, because the Lord knew exactly what we would have need of. And He knew how the enemy would exaggerate, amen, the situation before our eyes and make it seem bigger than it actually is. And it's big enough on its own. But the enemy will exaggerate it so fiercely, amen, that we would lock ourselves away from every person and everything that we need. We'll lock ourselves away from it and try to hide ourselves instead of being in the place where the Lord would have us to be. Amen. But I pray right now against the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, deliver every person, every life from the spirit of fear. Amen. From the demonic presence, Lord God, that is diabolical even in the midst of our trouble, Lord, that would cause us to see something that's not there, to hear things that we haven't heard, and to believe things that nobody's even said. Lord, in the name of Jesus, move right now every obstacle and destroy every yoke of the enemy. Lord God, we come before your presence with thanksgiving, thanking you, Lord, for your mercy and your kindness toward each and every one of us. Thanking you, Lord, that you see us. You are the God who sees. Hallelujah. You see us no matter where we are. If we're in an island by ourselves, you see. If we're in a crowd of millions, you see. Lord God, we give you glory. You are the God who sees, the God who knows, the God who loves, and the God who saves. We thank you, Lord God, for your salvation today. We thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, Lord God, because all the glory is yours alone. You are our creator. You are our help. You are our strength. You are our provision. Lord God, you provided for Elijah, Lord God, even when he was running from Jezebel. You provided, Lord God, for all of his need. He had food and he had shelter because the presence of the Lord was there. Oh, and there's nothing like the presence of the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your presence be felt palpably, Lord God, by each and every listener, even right now. Let them feel you, Lord, even if they've never felt your presence before. Oh, Lord, give them comfort and give them peace right now in the name of Jesus. Knowing, Lord God, that you are working something great out. Lord God, knowing that you are bringing your salvation, knowing that your salvation will be wrought in the midst of all this trouble, that you will bring forth life even in the midst of death. Lord God, we give you glory. And we give you praise. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. We give the Lord honor and glory because all the glory is his. Every good and perfect gift. Amen. It comes from the Father above, from the Lord. Amen. Himself. Amen. And he has great gifts for each and every one of us, perfect gifts for each and every one of us. And he wants us to come closer. And closer and closer. Amen. He wants us to take off the sin of the day, to take off the heavy weights that have been weighing us down, the misconceptions and the lies from the enemy and whoever told the lie. It was the lie came forth from the mouth of the enemy and people believed it. It's an unfortunate thing these days, and I have noticed it more than once. It doesn't matter what a person has to say. If somebody says something and one person believes it and they take that word to somebody else, it doesn't even matter if it's the truth. There will be large segments of the population that will believe that lie. Well, I'm telling you, the devil is a liar and Jesus is Lord. He is the only living God, the only Savior, and the only answer we have to the coronavirus. He is the answer to all things. If you have need of anything under the sun, Jesus is the answer. It doesn't even matter what the question is. Jesus is the answer. So somebody can ask a million questions and my answer would still be Jesus, because he knows all things, sees all things, has every answer, has all solutions to everything under the sun. The Lord is our creator, and he knows every single thing about us, our ups and our downs, our going in and our coming out. He knows. He knows already. Amen. We're looking at James. Glory to God. We're still in the book of James. We're in chapter 1, and we're going to be reading verses 1, 2, 3, and 4. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. We've been looking at James for a couple months now. And if you go back to the archives, you'll see an overview that actually gives you an overview of the history of the book of James and who exactly James was. Amen. He was a servant of the Most High God, one of the apostles, amen, and believed to be the brother of Jesus, his half-brother, as it were. Amen. And we praise God for his book and for his writings because it brings us comfort and it brings us peace through the word of God. Amen. Because this is a living word. It is alive. Amen. Alive. Amen. And it does exactly say what it says it will do because the Spirit of God, amen, is right here. Amen. The word of God lets us know that his word is spirit. Amen. It is living. It is moving. It is accomplishing. It is tearing down and it is building up. That's what the word of God does. Amen. And I praise God because I have been a recipient of those things. Amen. The Lord has torn some things down off my life and has taken some things away from me that was at the time painful. Then I realized, oh, wait a minute. I didn't need that. That was causing me more pain. Glory to God. So he'll remove things from us. We'll think that it's so painful and so horrible in that time, in that moment, and then we'll realize by the revelation of the Holy Spirit himself that we didn't need it. It was causing us death. Amen. We must get rid of those things that actually cause us pain. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord. Amen. James chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. James, the servant of the Lord, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. Amen. Again, this is James, amen, said to be the brother of Jesus, his half-brother, the servant of the Lord, and he was the pastor of the church in Jerusalem, and he was writing to the 12 tribes that were scattered abroad. Amen. They were scattered because of trouble, because trouble had come. They were scattered about, and the Lord had told them in the message, amen, to Jerusalem and to Samaria and to far-off nations, but they had not moved yet until trouble came. And then they begin to scatter and spread the word and tell others who Jesus is and give others the good news and proclaim that they too, amen, can be delivered, emancipated from the slavery of sin and from the bondage that came forth, amen, when Adam disobeyed God, amen. They let them know, amen. They were preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and letting them know that when they become, amen, a servant of the Most High God, when they truly, when they receive the salvation that Jesus brought, that they would become new creatures and old things would be passed away and everything would then become brand spanking new. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Glory to God. Amen. I want to go back and just kind of give you a few definitions. I'm not going to dip all of these from the Greek, but there's a couple of them I definitely want to. And those two words that I am going to define from the Greek is the word trying. We're talking about the trying of your faith or the testing of your faith, and the word patience. But let's go back up. My brethren, it says, count it all joy. That word count means to esteem or to consider, to esteem it all joy, to consider it all joy. When you fall, that word fall means to fall among or to be surrounded by diverse or various temptations or trials or afflictions or challenges or trouble. Now, we've all had trouble. We've all had challenges. We've all had afflictions. We've all had trials, and certainly we've all had temptation. Glory to God. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith, amen, that word trying, we're going to define the trying of your faith. It means proving or testing, the proving or testing of your faith. Amen. That word is dakimion in the Greek, and it means proving or testing. So the testing of your faith worketh patience. And the word patience in the Greek is hupomene, and it means steadfastness. It worketh steadfastness or constancy or endurance. Amen. Amen. But let patience that hupomene, have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire and wanting nothing. Glory to God. Amen. I want to take you to a verse of scripture. Amen. That is in, let me give you a portion of Romans 5:3, and I don't have it up in front of me. I'm having a little bit of trouble with my devices right now. But if you take a look at Romans chapter 5, and take a look at verses 1 through 3. But what I'm reading is a portion of verse 3, Romans 5:3. And it says, we glory in tribulations, also knowing, remember James said to count it all joy. And let me just go back to that for just a minute. I know we find it difficult to count it all joy. I, you know, probably have that same attitude with all of us at first glance. Are you kidding me? Trouble is actually painful. It hurts. I want to jump impossibly. But, amen, the Lord lets us know that he's going to be there for us no matter what we go through. Amen. And if we would just endure, amen, God is in it. And I think the thing that we need to remember when we're in trouble is that trouble is going to come, whether we're in the Lord or not. It's going to come. We don't get to choose what trouble that we will go through. None of us do. People are enduring things right now that they never imagined that they would have to endure in their lives. But when we go through these things with God, amen, he actually makes us as pure gold. He fashions us and he molds us, and we come closer to him as we call upon the name of the Lord, even in our distress. And all of us have been distressed and we'll be distressed again. You know, I have heard it said, and I know that this is so, that there are three kinds of people right now, even those that are listening. There are those that are deep in the midst, actively in trouble, in tribulation, in a trial, in a challenge, having an affliction. They're actively afflicted right now. The second type of person are those that have just come out of that trouble, just came out of that affliction, just came out of that trial. And the third kind of person is the one that is just about to go into a trial or a challenge or an affliction. Three kinds of people. Amen. And the only way, amen, to go through successfully any kind of trouble, any kind of challenge, any kind of affliction is to go through with the Lord. Amen. Because he in the midst is our provider. He in the midst is our strength. He in the midst is our help. He in the midst, glory to God, is our Savior, our deliverer, and he's the one that will bring us out. Even as the Hebrew boys, amen, that were thrown into the fiery king, glory to God, three of them went in and four came out, amen, because the king himself looked into the furnace and he saw what he believed was the image of the living God. Glory to God, the Savior of the world was in there with the Hebrew boys, and that same Savior is there for us when we are in trouble. So I'm telling you, hold tightly to Jesus in the midst of your challenges, in the midst of your afflictions, in the midst of your trouble. And this is why you can count it all joy, because just like the three went in and the four, amen, hallelujah, it was end up in there. Hallelujah. They didn't put a fourth person in there, and yet the king saw a fourth. Glory to God. And it was God himself, hallelujah, hit their deliverer, and they came out of that trial, out of that challenge that had killed others, not even singed by the fire. Glory to God. That's what it means to go through with Jesus. So that's why we can count it all joy. Hallelujah. We can count it all joy. Amen. Knowing this, that the trying of our faith works in patience, endurance. Well, I'm going to hold on to Jesus with everything that I have, even in the midst of the trouble. When I come out of the trouble, I'm going to hold on to Jesus even tighter. Glory to God, I'm going to rejoice and do his will. And then when trouble comes again, I already have a tight hold on Jesus, and I'm not letting go. Hallelujah. Romans 5:3, it says, and this is a portion of it, like I said, we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Amen.
This writer, Paul, agrees with the writer, James. Tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. There's scripture in Romans that said, but if we hope, remember hope, experience brings hope, and hope maketh not ashamed. But if we hope, Romans 8:25, but if we hope for that we see not, then we with patience wait for it. See how patience, hallelujah, and it's the trying of our faith that brings that patience. We need it. We don't like the trouble, but we definitely need the patience. We need the endurance, the steadfastness, because we have an enemy that wants to sift us as wheat, and we are hanging tough to Jesus. We are not letting him go, because the devil wants to destroy us with Jesus or without him, and I am going to walk with him. You know why? Because life is in him. Death is in the other direction. Life is in him. He is the only one that brings the word of life. Peter said it. Amen. When there was those among the Lord after he had told them that they would have to eat of his body and drink of his blood, amen, they were totally appalled. And then he turned around and asked them, will you leave too? They were appalled and they left. And Jesus turned around and looked at them, will you leave too? And Peter rose up. He said, Lord, where are we going to go? You are the one with the words of life. And that's what I'm saying to you tonight. Jesus has the life. Life is only in Christ. He has the words of life. He has the words of peace, the words of salvation. We won't find it anywhere else. I don't care how charismatic another person might make one of their gods seem. It has no mouth. It has no feet. It cannot walk. It cannot discern. It can't hear your prayers. It cannot deliver you from anything. You had to make it. You already know the power is yours and not in it. Lord Jesus, hallelujah, deliver the mind, Lord God, today. Oh, he is our Lord and our Savior. He is our peace and he is our hope. Glory to God. There's another scripture. I want to take a look at it as well. Amen. And I'm going to wind this up for this evening. Amen. This is from Corinthians 15:48. It says, therefore, my brethren, my beloved brethren, hallelujah, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. We do a lot of things that's absolutely vanity. Glory to God. Solomon talked about it in Ecclesiastes. A lot of things that we do under the sun that is absolutely vanity, but nothing we do for God is in vain. Nothing. Even if it seemed like a failure to us, it wasn't in vain. The Lord uses even our mistakes, our hiccups, our failures. He uses all of them. So nothing that we do for the Lord is in vain. Hold on to Jesus. He is the answer. He is our salvation. He's the only way to receive salvation. Scripture lets us know that there's no other name under the sun given among men whereby men must be saved. And that name, it is Jesus. And his word lets us know that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Glory to God. Call on his name today. His name is Jesus. Amen. Jeremiah said, call unto him and he will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Call him and don't stop calling him. Amen. Until you feel his presence, and then keep calling him. Amen. Until he answers completely and completely delivers you. And you're speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance, just as they did in the book of Acts. Amen. And we are doing in this day, in this age. Amen. Because that was the very thing that was prophesied by Joel the prophet. Amen. He said that the Lord would pour out his Spirit upon all flesh in the last days. Amen. And the Lord is doing that even now. Amen. Lift up your heart before the Lord. Amen. And let him fill it with his presence. and he will lead you and guide you into all truth. Glory to God. And those plagues, amen, that come into the earth, they won't come nigh your dwelling. Amen. Just as it speaks in Psalm 91. Read it, amen. Read it and rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Because every word of God is true. He's not a man that he can lie. He cannot. It's not possible. Amen. And we give him glory, honor, and praise tonight. And God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen.